4 CVA.
KN4WQS mobile.
KN4WQS, KB4 CVA. Everything here is David. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Carlos here. Downtown Greenville, how are you hearing me?
Too bad, considering I'm getting ready to get into a real scratchy place here on White Hampton Boulevard.
Well, good to hear from you. I think, did the club have a meeting last night?
Second Monday of the month. Let's see. Kind of lost count. But anyway, it's second Monday of the month.
Some of the guys talking yesterday, I think they did have one last night. I was going to see what the turnout was. I don't believe they were going to have a whole bunch of folks, but I imagine you didn't go.
My daughter's, youngest daughter's having a baby today, so, you know, we're doing all things to get ready for that. In fact, I'm headed over to the hospital right now. They're not expecting her to deliver until this evening, but I'm going to go on over there.
Congratulations. All right, first grandchild?
Third. Three boys.
Hey, congratulations. Yeah, I'm the youngest of my siblings. I have two young boys, but my older sisters are grandparents, and my father, who's still around, is a great-grandfather three times over, I believe. Yeah, three times over.
Right. Yeah, my dad passed away last year in May, so he won't get to see this one, but he got to see the other two.
The older I get, the more I realize you got to be grateful for each day that you get.
Kidding. It's very true, very true. And, I'm like you, you know, just glad to wake up and be healthy and be able to do things on I want to do. And so God's been good to me.
You too. Amen to that. I'll look back sometime and think about how things may have turned out, and it's a sobering thought. I was at the Clemson ball game, baseball game on Saturday. Beautiful day. The Tigers won. I was with my oldest boy, 16, and a family friend of ours had just passed the week prior. He was about 65 or so. He was a big fan. I got to think about all the games. Got to think about all the games he had been there, and just thinking about, you know, how lucky I was to be there that day. So I certainly do think about those things. The older I get, the more I think about it. Like I said, KN4WQS.
CVA. So by your call, I would take it that you're fairly new in the hobby.
You are correct, David. I think we've spoken before. I got my license about 9-10 months ago, and been working on this mobile unit here, this Alinco 735, I believe. But I'm enjoying it.
Deal. Well, I'm talking on this is an older dual bander by ICOM. It's a 207, 2 meter 440. And, but one thing I really like about it's got a detachable face, so you don't have to put the whole radio on display. But anyway, it gives me a little intermittent problem. Sometimes it'll drop out of transmit. Not really sure what's going on there, but it's intermittent, and it doesn't happen very often.
I'm real happy with this unit. My dad sent it my way. He's been into ham radios my whole life, so over 50 years, but he sent me this one, and I'm real happy with it. I've thought about going for my general maybe sometime down the road.
I have, and I'm enjoying HF. I bought an ICOM 7300, and I guess it'd be this July, it'd be 2 years ago, and it's a really good radio. I'm just I have no complaints about it at all.
Indulge me if you would. Like I said, I'm just a novice here, but so the one you just mentioned, is that your HF radio? And then they normally, I think they separate like a VHF, UHF, and then a separate radio as an HF, or do they make units where it's all incorporated?
I have seen some radios that have, they go all the way down to 2 meters, they'll have 6 meters, 2 meters, you know, in all your HF band, so, but that's about it.
That would be the next jump for me, I think, would be probably looking at a base unit at the house. That would be probably right now something I would want to spin up into. I don't want to jump right into it. Kind of get familiar with the systems and all that, and learn as much as I can before I did that.
Yeah, I understand that. Hang on just a minute. I'm going through a drive-through here. KB4CPA. KB4CPA.
N4WQS. You got your drive-thru?
Here at the window, waiting on it. It's ordered and paid for. I want to get me, I don't know if you ever travel with these. I'm addicted to these smoothies. It's Smoothie King. So I'm going to get me one, take it with me to the hospital.
You should mention that. I got a chuckle out of that. Yes, my son, 16-year-old, is a runner, and he got me started on those things, and yes, it seems like about every other day we're finding some occasion that we go by there.
The smoothie app on your phone.
And they send out some pretty good coupons via email.
They have special days, you know, that they knock off a little bit on them, and of course I think if you get so many points you get $2 off, so I mean they're a little pricey, but they sure are good.
You're saying this, I've got to be every other day they're sending out, you know, $1 off, $2 off, buy one get one, and of course we're normally getting two at least, so the coupons are pretty good.
Two at a time, you're racking it up pretty fast.
Yeah, it's the efficiencies of numbers right now in my family with two boys and me and my wife. We get the efficiencies of doing things in numbers for sure.
Yeah, get a text. Let me make sure I got the repeater. Sometimes you stop and you stop in a dead zone, as I'm sitting in a traffic light here. But anyway, getting back to radios, I guess it just depends on what you want. The only thing, I guess if I had any complaint about the 7300, it would be that it doesn't have 2 meters. It would be really nice if it did, but then that takes away from other features of the radio. So if they include that, so really, it's not a super big deal for me because, you know, I've got an old 2 meter mobile that I use in the house, and the 7300 goes down to 6 meters. And through 180, so it's got the waterfall, which is just fantastic. You don't have to punt around for signals; you can see them in the waterfall, and it's just really a great feature.
Sounds pretty cool. I'm interested, like I said, I will probably go that way in a little while here. I will start looking at moving up in the ranks. This unit is really, really neat. Of course, I don't have much to base it off of, but it's fairly new, and it's got all the little electronic features, you know, the programs and this. I think it has a scan. I need to figure that out. It's got an aviation band, so I put that on my second receiver there on the right side, and I listen to the aviation bands and use the other band for VHF, UHF.
It has aviation bands, receive on it, and it's really neat to listen to the different towers, and most of the time I can hear, the pilots. Sometimes I can't, but I can. I don't know about you, but I can hear Atlanta on this thing. So it's really neat.
Local general aviation flying in the area, so I. We'll pull up the weather or listen to the Unicom frequencies in the Pickens and Clemson area.
A pilot?
I retired from the Air Force. I flew C-130s. And then when I got out, they had just come out with that equivalency ruling where you could do your equivalency. They asked them to simplify the requirements to transfer military qualifications to civilian. So I got the CFII, the flight instructor certificate, on that equivalency thing. And been flying a little bit locally since then.
Before CBA. Well, that's great. I tell you, I would. I'm not even sure I've ever step foot in a C-130. I've sat in the cockpit of a C-141, and when I was at a church in Charleston, I was the music minister of James Island Baptist, and one of the members was in the Air Force, and he took me out there, and they had one grounded on the floor. And we got to go in it. This was before 9/11, and it was just a thrill for me.
I was very blessed. You know, I look back, it was quite a career. I went and saw and did many things, and it was quite a ride. It's definitely a young man's game, as I always say. I don't think I could keep up with it now. The pace and the being away from family and all that. You know, you got to be a young man, I think. But thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a good ride.
Lived in Charleston for 2.5 years, and I can remember, this was back in the, let's see, I was there from like November 84 to February 87, and I can remember, you know, driving up 26 and see one of those, they had the C-130s and the 141s. You'd see them coming over the tops of the trees. They're just it was like they were just going about 10 miles an hour. I mean, they were going so slow, it just seemed like they were going to fall out of the air. But it was a beautiful sight, and always enjoyed that.
Normal regulation, just for reference. On a daylight low level, which could be single ship or formation, the requirement was for training it was 500 foot AGL, and then if it was actual mission, it was down to 300 foot modified contour.
I don't know what AGL and modified contour are, but you'll have to explain that in English.
Was above ground level, so essentially he was, you know, probably on a training mission, he was probably 500 foot above you if you saw him.
I was going to ask you about, I don't know. My rearview mirror.
The middle of that conversation there, I just heard the beginning and the end.
I said the best thing I liked about Charleston was seeing it in my rearview mirror. I love going down there, and we went down there, you know, countless times because my dad's older brother was the manager for Life of Georgia down there on Calhoun Street. Didn't like living there.
KN4 VWA.
My goodness. Stevie Wonder. All of a sudden, she's move along a lot quicker. Let me just put it that way. Never thinking she might deliver tonight. But now they've changed their mind.
Congratulations there, Grandpa. And like I was saying a little bit earlier, you were getting some malicious QRM on you. Somebody throwing a dead key on you.
BYU standing by.
So I'm going to say 73 is Steve as well, and I hope I'm getting out here. I'm in the parking garage of the hospital, so I don't even know if I'm hitting the repeater. Anyway, 73 is KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, congratulations, Grandpa. Hope everything comes out all right, and I'll talk to you later. 73s. Get in there, the fly guy. Are you still there? I did not get your call.
It's KN4WQS. The name's Carlos, and I believe it's Steve.
Hey, Carlos. Yeah, we've talked before. KN4WWA. So are we in the Air Force?
I flew C-130s 20 years in. Retired in 2013.
Okay. A real good friend of me and my dad, my dad and I used to fly a civilian. We flew mainly Moonies. We had a Mooney Super 21 and a Mooney 201 and fine aircraft. But we also, in our little group, had another fella that had a Mooney, and he was a retired two-star. His name was Ted Bishop.
Well, that's all right. Those are all fun planes to fly. Did you go to the, I think y'all had a meeting last night, didn't you, Steve? How did it go?
Well, as you can tell by my voice, I'm a little bit froggy. And I was just pretty much trying to recuperate from a cold. I'm just disappointed it's not the coronavirus. I drank plenty of Corona. That didn't help a bit.
Flatter me. That was a good one.
I'm just kidding about the Corona. I don't drink that stuff. Yeah, but anyhow, I've got the residual of a nasty cold. And, well, I better take this call. I appreciate it, Carlos. I'll catch you in a little bit.
KN4WQS, I'm also going to sign off, pulling into my destination here. Have a good one in 73.
BYU, mobile.